Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. We visit with our friend Wayne Pesch, president of the Connecticut Food Association. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. So retail stores, they're taking away the handheld shopping baskets, which I think is
people are stealing them.
Well, yeah. People are stealing them, but now they're going to eliminate them.
They are?
Yeah.
You're not getting rid of those, are you?
Yeah, no. I don't think anybody's going to be eliminating the cart handled bits. I can tell you that, talk about unintended consequences.
There you go.
Folks are basically taking the baskets out after they do their shopping because they don't want to pay the dime for either the plastic or the paper bag.
Yeah. And so you're supposed to either bring your own. I know I go to Stop and Shop once in a while. It's a dime for a paper bag, okay, which you have to report on the honor system when you're checking out. But the problem is if you go and, you buy a number of items and then you check them out, you scan them, whatever you're going to do, or somebody scans them for you. And, yeah, then how do you get them out to the car? So the shopping basket is the answer. And I meant to give it back, but, oh, well, somehow it stayed in the car.
Well, that's one thing that's happening. A lot of people are just carrying them out, in their arms as well, taking a couple of trips back and forth to the car. But I can tell you this, there's been an 80% reduction in these plastic bags since the law went into effect on August 1st.
Right.
And most people, the majority of consumers are, playing by the rules and bringing their own bags.
And
filling those bags up and walking out. There's a small minority of consumers out there that are taking the baskets with them in some stores. And it's actually fairly widespread. In some instances, there's been a 60 to 70% reduction of the baskets that are in the stores, and we're kind of starting to replace them.
Wow.
But,
how much do those cost, Wayne? How much?
They probably wholesale anywhere between $6 and $8.
A piece, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, there are some things that, there's some protocols we're putting in place. I mean, we're training front end, associates to take a look. In some stores, they're offering consumers who are walking out with the baskets a free, reusable bag. So that's one thing. I think some retailers may even start to put the baskets up for sale if you really want one. If that's your choice
nice.
To transport your groceries, you can do it that way as well. We'll sell you the basket.
Yeah.
But what I found that was really interesting, I got a call. I actually had a conversation with a member who said, hey, is anybody experiencing this? We're losing a lot of these baskets. And I didn't really think much of it. And then I got a call from another retailer who was alarmed, saying that look, I'm losing these baskets left and right. I'm actually out of them. So I put some feelers out and started to realize that this was actually pretty widespread. So did some research and realized that where they've implemented these bans in other states or other counties, other municipalities, it's not uncommon.
Okay.
So it's happened where they've done this before, but. There's some good news. The good news is that it actually dissipates over time once people are kind of used to, bringing their own bag or figuring out a way to get their groceries to their car. So it does kind of dissipate over time. Okay. And the other thing is out for it now, so that'll arrest some of it as well.
Okay. Well, I remember when I first moved here back in 92, I think it was Finest, First National. I think they made you put a quarter deposit on your shopping cart, and you had to get it back. You had to put it.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember.
They had
that.
Them all chained together. Right, Wayne, those things are worth like $100.
Yeah, Aldi does that now, by the way.
Oh, do they? Really?
Yeah, there are retailers out there that do different. I mean, no two retailers act alike, right, as it relates to how they go to market. So.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to handle this a little bit differently. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about cost of goods, and you don't want to see the cost of groceries going up because you're, you know, you're losing $8 out the door because you're losing baskets. So we'll figure it out over time, yeah. But it is something that I don't think leading into, you know, the new law, that it was something that we were, you know, thinking about.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Wayne Pasch.
Good luck.
The president of the Connecticut Food Association. Yeah,
please.
Always nice talking to you.
Thanks. Right. Appreciate it. There you go. Okay. So I have to come clean here.
What?
When I read Joey's show notes, which were perfect. No, I saw state retail stores are losing their handheld shopping baskets as plastic bag taxes takes effect.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was people stealing. I thought they were eliminating them for some reason.
Oh, no, no,
That's
no.
That's why
no,
I asked a stupid ass question.
So, well, it was a little confusing. It was a little confusing.
What a moron I am.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,